place in mind. And after laying in the grave for 3 days and nights, he got up from that grave with all power and heaven and earth in his hands. It's because he lives I can face tomorrow. Because Jesus lives, I got the victory. Because Jesus lives in me, great is he that is within me than he that is in the world. And so beware of seducing spirits of the latter days. They will try and lead you away from Christ and the teachings of God's word. Because any spirit that is not of God will not lead you to obedience to God and his word. And so don't believe every spirit, but test the spirit and see whether they are of God. Any spirit that denies that Christ came in the flesh is not of the God. Any spirit that denies that Jesus hung, bled, and died on the cross and rose up from the grave is a seducing spirit. Any spirit that tells you you can be saved by some other means other than through Jesus Christ, that's a seducing spirit. Any spirit that tells you there's no such thing as hell, I tell you, you better run from that. I told you on last Sunday, I'd rather live and believe there is a hell and then die and find out that there really isn't a hell than to live and believe that there is no hell and then die and find out that there is a hell. And so you got to hold on to God's unchanging hand. That's why I believe Paul say we got to pray without ceasing. Pray always. Yes, Lord. Because seducing spirits want to trip you up. Seducing spirits want to mess you up. Yes, Lord. Seducing spirits. Causing us now to see people going directly against God's word.
Yes.
Where men are marrying men.
Yes.
And women are marrying women.
Yes.
That's going directly against God's creation.
Yes.
God created man and the woman.
Yes.
He didn't. Yes, Lord.
Yes,
for
yes,
procreation.
Come on.
Two men can't make a baby.
No.
Nor can two women. That's going against the word of God.
Yes.
And there are all kind of other heresies. God didn't save us so we can be rich. Talking about the prosperity gospel. Some folk are sending their hard-earned money to Bishop so-and-so. Talking about sowing a seed, and they going to be blessed. And the only one being blessed is Bishop so-and-so. Flying around in jets, riding around in Rolls Royces. But when it comes to the local church, if the pastor got an old car, you're worrying about him, and you, Lord, help, I got to quit.
Yeah.
I got to quit. Beware,
yes, sir,
of seducing spirit.
Yes, sir.
Just like the Lord will bless another person, he will bless you too. But you got to do what the Lord say do. If I look around and see Reverend Coleman be blessed, that let me know if I'm doing right, I'm in line, I might be next. Why would I go against him and talk about him? Because the Lord has blessed me. And we ought to be glad to see people being blessed instead of talking about them. I got the hush. Come on, come on, come on. Come on.
Yes, Lord.
Come on.
Praise him. Glory, hallelujah. Praise him.
We know your heart and spirit burned as you listened to our pastor, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preached and taught the word of God. Join us in our regular worship services on Sunday, 11 o'clock a.m., midweek service at 7 o'clock p.m. For additional information, phone the church at 337-392-0952. And join us again for an awesome word of God next week at the same time.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Join us as we open our Bibles, hearts, and minds to be blessed by the Word of God as Dr. Joshua Joy Dara, Senior Pastor of Zion Hill Church Family, gives us insight into the gospel in plain English.
You're hearing the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 21. I just want to talk about the importance of your words. So we want to talk about the importance of your word. The Holy Spirit has been steering me in this direction for long, not only to help me, but I believe also to help the body of Christ. So, and we are not too big enough to admit that we all need help. Amen? Unless you become like little children, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. Glad to see one of our newest members here, our sister Alexander. We love you. Amen. This past Sunday, there's a lot of people that wrote what they would do in the kingdom of God. And I discovered that that woman can sing and she can dance. I say, hallelujah. We could use some help around here. Amen. The devil is in trouble. It's Pastor Wilson and I, we cannot dance. But the ref says, speak for yourself. Praise the Lord. The book is Proverbs. We welcome all of you on the internet. Thank you for tuning in. Amen. We love you. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. The book says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Amen. Please, while you remain standing, let's pray. Our Father and our God, we are grateful for this good day. It's a good day for many reasons. Lord, I thank you that we are in the land of the living. Lord, I thank you that we woke up this morning. We recognize it was your grace, your mercy that got us up. Thank you for our church family. Thank you for what you are doing in this house, inside this house, outside this house. Lord, thank you for all the churches, all the ministries in this community. Thank you that we live in a neighborhood where the name of Jesus is being proclaimed on a regular basis. Lord, I thank you for all of our ministers, all of our preachers and teachers, apostles, prophets, pastors, everyone that you have called into the work of the ministry. Lord, we thank you that your gospel is being proclaimed. Holy Spirit, we welcome you tonight. We ask that you speak to our hearts. If you don't speak to us, we would not understand your word. Fill us with your power. Fill us with your understanding. Fill us, oh God, with your word. Fill us, Holy Spirit, with your anointing. We know your anointing will remove every burden and destroy every yoke in our life. We tap into that anointing right now in the name of Jesus. The church say, amen. You may be seated. The importance of your word. Have you considered how important is what you say? No, seriously. Have you really take some time to look carefully into the reality that a lot of what you have been saying is coming to pass in your life? Please permit me to point out that there are three kinds of words, to the best of my knowledge. There may be more. I'm just sharing with you the little that I know. One word, or one type of word, is what you say about yourself, or what you say with your mouth, from your heart. Another type is what God said about you. And a third kind of word is what other people say about you. Well, for the sake of time, forget what other people say about you. Their word has no power over you unless you receive it. Somebody shout amen to that. So all of us, we ought to be delivered today from what he says, she say, they say. What anybody say don't matter unless you bite into it and you receive it into your ground, which is your heart. So that take care of that. All minds clear? All right, that leaves us with two kinds of words. The ones that you say with your own mouth and the ones that God said about you. Are we straight so far? The day I received that revelation, it sets me free. I used to worry about what people say and what they think about me, what rumor is out there, But just set yourself free. Because what God say about you is really the big deal. And what you say about you is really the big deal. Amen, somebody. Now, so that now that we are left with what God said and what you and I are saying, then you need to recognize there are three usages of what you say with your mouth, and there are three usages of what God say. How many usages? All right, let's go through it. I'm trying to take my time now so that we all can go home victoriously and all be delivered. Number one, you need to know that what God say and what you say has consequences. Anything you say, anything, it has what? Consequence. Whenever God says something, it has consequence. Whenever you say something, it has consequence. Number two, you need to know that what you say and what God say has creative ability. In other words, you can create something with your mouth. That's what I meant by creative ability. So if you say something, heaven will honor your word because you have creative ability. When God says something, whatever he says comes to pass. I was straight about that. And also, I want you to know that the way that God connects to you and the way that he wants you to connect to him is through your word. He connects to you through his word. And he wants you and me to connect to him through our words. Are you still here? So three usage of our word. Number one, what did I say? There are consequences to what we say. Number two, we have creative ability. Our words can make things happen. Can make or break. Am I right about it? And number three, our words is what we use to connect ourselves to Almighty God. It's the avenue, it's the road that you travel to connect with God. That's the same road that God traveled to connect with you. Are you still here? Now let's look at that one by one. I told you that our words have consequences. Please take note in the book of Romans chapter 8, verse number 2. The word of God talks about, by the way, if you find it, you can read it. We're studying together, nothing too formal today. Romans chapter 8, verse 2. Talks about, for the law of the Spirit in life in Christ Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and death. So the Word of God identified two kinds of laws. Number one, the law of sin and death. And number two, the law of Christ. The law of the Spirit in Christ Jesus. Why is that important? All of us here, we're going to speak. You're not going to go through life just being quiet. Somewhere along the way, you're going to say something. But what you say, you can either tap into the law of Spirit in Christ Jesus, or you can tap into the law of sin and death. All of us, we do it every day. Since we woke up this morning, we are talking, we are saying something. And what we say is either invoking the law of sin and death, or it's activating the law of the Spirit in Christ Jesus. In fact, if you're really attentive, you can actually make a note every time you open your mouth and say, okay, which one did I activate? Have I just activated the law of sin and death? Or have I just activated the law of the Spirit in Christ Jesus? Likewise, as you listen to people talk to you, you can literally determine who and who you need to be hanging around by what's coming out of their mouth. If you notice that there are people in your life that every time they open their mouth to say something, they are activating the law of sin and death. Now, if I were you, I will begin to distance myself from people like that. Honestly, now, this is where I get in trouble. Honestly, it may be your loved ones. It may be your best of friends. But if what comes out of their mouth is negative, they're activating what kind of law? The law of sin and death. Now, Let me point out a little trick. Some of you already know it, but I'm just pointing it out. Every time somebody speaks to you, remember I told you, you either accept it or you don't accept it. Your heart is just a ground. You can plant good seed, you can plant bad seed. So when somebody says something, if you don't receive it, it will not germinate in your heart. Another thing is, so the first defense is that you don't receive it. You're in control. The second line of defense is that you can cancel it out with your own mouth. So if somebody say, well, all of us going to be laid off on this job, you see, you can literally see that somebody had just activated the law of sin and death in your life. So the question is, are you going to lie low and let that seed get into your spirit? Or are you going to say, all of you may be laid off, but not me. The devil is a lie. You see how this thing works? So the Bible has practical application. But that's what somebody say about you. You know what is more troubling is when you yourself begin to activate the laws of sin and death in your life. The best way to succeed in life is not so much of just waiting for some manna to fall from heaven, but to purpose it in your life. Every day is a day of blessing. The moment God wake you up in the morning, say, okay, thank God for another day. Then you got a fresh 24 hours and then begin to activate the law of the Spirit in Christ Jesus. Example. Anybody can think of any example of activating the laws? All right. Like the brother say, you see somebody, you bless them. When you bless somebody, what law have you activated? The law of the Spirit. Because the Bible say, bless and not curse. You see, the Bible is not really complicated. Religion has made it so complicated. You can decide tonight to walk in victory for the rest of your life. The whole world may choose to go down the tube, but you can choose to begin to speak life and not death over yourself, over your children, over your grandchildren, over your job, over your health. That means now you can go to the doctor. Hallelujah. I was there just yesterday, you know. I went to Dr. Bethel. And when you go in, I don't know what your doctor do, but in my doctor's office, you first you're sitting there forever. So that itself, if you're not careful, will cause you to begin to activate the law of sin and death. I'm trying to keep it real now. So you have to discipline yourself. You have to purpose it in your heart that this is going to be a good day. Now, while I was sitting there, then the enemy began to speak to me. The devil will speak to you, you know. So the devil began to suggest to me, everybody in this room, they're sick. They're going to give you something. So guess what you have to do? But you don't have to receive it. And then not only do you not have to receive it, you have to counter it from the bottom of your heart through your mouth with the law of the Spirit in Christ Jesus. Say, I got it. Don't say you got it unless you got it. Say, I got it. All right. So that means every day you are either tapping into the law of sin and death, or you are tapping into the law of Spirit in Christ Jesus. So every time somebody tells you you cannot do it, activate the law of Spirit that says you can do all things through Christ. that strengthens you. If you got it, say, I got it. So my message to you is that your words has consequences. Now, I'll be honest with you. I love my family. I love my children. I love my wife. But every now and then, they will say something. And the Holy Spirit will say, cancel it immediately. Don't let that word get into the atmosphere. They may not even mean any harm. You all see this thing? From the bottom of my heart, I really want every one of you to go to the top. But I'm talking about it, how you get there. You are in control. The Holy Spirit empowers you to speak life. The Bible says life and death are in the power of your tongue. But it's up to you which one you use. Are you still here? Let me put it this way to tell you how much consequence we're dealing with. Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 19 says, I set before you. Am I still in the book? He said, I set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Then he said, choose. See, that's all I've been explaining all evening. So repeat after me. It's up to me. All I'm preaching tonight, please, I'm begging you by the mercy of God, whatever you don't want in your life, don't say it with your mouth. I don't care who said it. I don't care if your employer said it. I don't care if your spouse said it. I don't care if your children said it. I don't care if your buddy, whoever said it, if you don't want it in your life, don't receive it. And say what God said concerning you. Are you still here? Somebody shout, I got it. Notice what the Bible said. It didn't just say death and life are in the power of tongue. He said, they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. In other words, what we say, we're going to eat the fruit of it. Have you watched TV lately? People say something and they're fired because of what they say. So the Bible is not fairy tale. The Bible is so real that you cannot say you don't know the truth. You can't get on the Facebook and say anything. It might make you or break you. It might get you fired on your job. Now, don't get me wrong. Now, I'm not saying don't use Facebook. You see, that's what religion would do. Some people say, oh, pastor say, don't go to Facebook. No, I'm on Facebook every day. Yes. Yes. Because it's just a tool. But whether you invoke the law of sin and death is up to you. Whether you invoke the law of the Spirit in Christ Jesus is up to you. So all I'm saying is choose life. I don't understand why anybody in their right mind will go on social media and say something bad about themselves. And put pictures of themselves. That's why I said the way you dress is the way you're going to be addressed. You are still here? The gospel is not really complicated. So dress yourself well so that you'll be addressed properly. If everybody is talking trash, you don't have to be in that company. Blessed is the man or the woman who does not dwell in the counsel of the ungodly, who does not sit down among this comfort, his delight is in what? The law of God. And in the law of God, he meditates day and night. The Bible says, he shall be, she shall be like a tree planted. That's right, Pastor. Hallelujah. It says, his fruit will not wither. Good God Almighty. He said, whatever she does, whatever he does, shall prosper. Somebody shout hallelujah. If you get it, say, I got it. So from tonight on, I receive, sister. That's a word from heaven. Watch what you say. Police your mouth. Don't let the devil use your mouth to kill you. Are you still here? Then I said, number two, that your word has creative ability. Not only does your word has consequence, you can create, you can make things happen with your word. You remember in Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, the way God created things, he said, God said. So God created things by saying it. Am I right about it? Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, and God said. Genesis chapter 1, verse 6, and God said. Genesis chapter 1, verse 9, and God said. Genesis chapter 1, verse 11, and God said. Genesis chapter 1, verse 14, and God said. And God said. And God said. And God saw what he said. Somebody shout good news. You know what the good news is? You and me, we are made in the image of God. We are made in the likeness of God. Just like God said something and he saw what he said, guess what? When you say something, you're going to see what you say. Tell somebody, I got it. So you don't speak what you see in your circumstance. You don't speak what you see in your situation. The Lord delivered me. I don't care if any of my children come home and looking sad, I say, you blessed. I don't care if I'm struggling financially, I say, I'm a rich man. You see that? What is it that you want? Put it in your mouth. Begin to create it with your mouth. Don't validate what is in your circumstance. Speak what you would like to see. Hallelujah. I never will forget. True story, I went to a school way out there in Fullerton, California, and I flunked out. Don't tell anybody I told you. I sure did. I said, huh? But in my spirit, I see myself graduating one day, walking the aisle. And yet, what they told me, not only did you flunk out, you are out. You know when you flunk and flunk. Yes, sir. You feel me? So you have to. That's what David is talking about. You have to learn to encourage yourself. You got to believe in yourself that it don't matter what my circumstance says. It don't matter what the statistics or the data said. It don't matter what's on the news. It don't matter what my condition is, what my situation is. I am the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I'm blessed coming in. I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed in my uprising. I'm blessed in my dance set. Are you still here? creative ability. Your word has so much power, your word can either make you go up or make you go down. I've seen people, literally, will share with me. You know, people talk to their pastor, you know. That's just the way life is. They will say, "Pastor, I know I'm going to lose that job." Some of them will say to me, "Pastor, I know this marriage is not going to work out." And then when it didn't work out, they would say, "Didn't I tell you? Didn't I tell you?" So they want to remind me to let me know, yes, I told you this marriage is not going to work out. But in my spirit, I'm saying to you, I say, "Look, Mr. Creator, you created that with your words. Madam Creator, you decree and declare that. The marriage is meant to work. But you've been saying it's not going to work." Y'all still here? Watch what you say. I don't care how ugly your children act. Pronounce the blessing. I don't care how sick any of your loved ones say. Speak healing. Are you all getting what I'm saying to you? Question, how much will it cost you what I've been teaching tonight? You see how good God has been to you. God gave you the weapon for your healing. God gave you the weapon for your prosperity. God gave you the weapon to go up and not stay down. What is the message? With your mouth, you can either be creative or hear what this preacher just said. That's straight from heaven. Or with your mouth, you can be destructive. See, English is my second language. You all are smarter than me, you know. My first language is Yoruba. Ekale osi dada nduguniwa. You see, that's what I know. All right? You might think I'm speaking in tongue, but that's my primary language. English is not my primary language. So I have to learn A, B, C, D. I have to learn the alphabet. I have to learn nouns and pronouns and adjectives and put it all together. So being creative, the opposite of being creative is being destructive. And I'm begging you, this is a blessed country. You are in a blessed state. When you wake up this morning, you are blessed. If you don't know all the Bible, if you cannot pray like Peter, but at least agree with God. Every day, wake up. Here you are, your back is hurting, but God said, "By his stripes you're healed." I agree with God. He said, "Pastor, you don't know my children." Well, but the book said, if you train up the child the way he should go, when he or she grow up, it won't depart. So it don't matter if your children is in California. It don't matter if they're in Timbuktu. The word of God will never fail you. Stand on it. Hallelujah. Finally, I want you to know that not only does your word has consequence, you know the word of God has consequence in our lives. But I'm saying your own word has consequences. Now, I say this with utmost humility. Some of my kids are here. They can never say they heard me say negative things. I purpose, and when they say something negative, I get before God and say, "Yeah, I love my wife, but what she say, don't honor it. And because you are the head of your own house, you are the foundation of your own house, you can cancel out anything you don't want in that house. Yes, Lord. Everything rests on the foundation. The chandelier, the decorations. So speak what God said. Create with your mouth what you want. Hallelujah. Mothers, you have every authority to say what you want concerning your children. You carry that child for 9 months. You have the right to say like you want it. Regardless of what that child, I don't care if that child is 60 years old. You carried her. You carried him in your stomach. You went through morning sickness. You went through afternoon sickness. You went through night sickness. Whatever else you went through. And you brought that miracle. You earned the right. Well, some of those children will say, Mama, this is what I think. It don't matter what they think. When you speak, heaven. Can I tell you something else? Mothers, listen to me. Now, I know you're not used to this kind of pastor. If you curse any of your children, it will stick. Because you're in a position of authority. Have you ever noticed sometimes how we speak as pastor? I speak because of the position I'm in. I know who I am. And then I will say, it's not going to rain today. It's not because I'm so holy. It's not because I'm so righteous. But I stand in an office. So mothers, you got power bestowed unto you by God. Same thing with fathers. Hallelujah. All right. I want you to know also that with your word, you can connect with God. But before I get to that, please permit me to point out that the way that God connects to you is through the word. You remember John chapter 1 verse 1? In the beginning was what? In the word was what? And the word was, you see, then you keep reading, you go to verse 14, then the Bible said, the word became flesh. Do you see how God connects to you and me? The word became flesh and dwelling among us. So, God connects to you and I through his word. His word became flesh in our life. That is why I tell people all the time, don't come to church to hear some fancy sermon. As much as I know it's entertaining and all that, forget all that. Come to church to hear the word of God. Because the way God will connect with you is through what? His word. Hallelujah. Also, I want you to know the way you will connect to God, or the way God wants you to connect with him, is through your own word. He connects with you through his word, and you connect with him through his word. Even you cannot be saved without his word. You remember when we talk about faith, Romans chapter 10, verse 17? Faith cometh by what? By hearing. Hearing what? So God connects to you. How? Through his word. That's how He connect you. None of you have ever seen God physically. Don't let any of these preachers fool you. Where I was on the mountain in the Lord, sure. No, he lied. One time, Brother Moses, I can't wait to get to heaven to see that man. He said, I want to see you. God said, if you see me, you'll die. So, but he connects with you. I mean, Moses was so insistent, God said, the best I can do to you, I'll pass by, you can see my backside. You can't leave seeing me face to face. Who are you? But God connects to you and me through his word. Amen, somebody. So you and I were supposed to hear the word. We're supposed to believe the word. We're supposed to receive the word. We're supposed to act upon the word. And we're supposed to declare and confess the word. So at the end of the day, don't come saying, oh, I got to watch Pastor break dance today. Oh, I got to watch Prophet Patricia do something today. I got to watch Dr. John. No. You miss it. You don't need no theatrics. We have been delivered from that mess. We grew up in it. That is over now. When I was a child, I speak like a child. I act like a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish stuff. So you come in here to hear the word. Why? Because God will connect with you through his word. And then he wants you to connect with him through your own word. Hallelujah. Brother Job said he esteemed God's word more than natural food. Ooh. That brother God is listening. You know, on the Afrid, everybody eat at least 3 times. Some of us eat a little more than 3. Don't look at your neighbor. But Job said he esteemed God's word far much more than natural food. That's awesome. So the role of any minister, the way I see myself here in this church, my role is not to bring you into relationship with me. Are you listening to me? This is what I'm telling all of our associate pastors. Our role is to bring you into relationship with him. That is why I said, don't look for performance. Look for the word. The word, the word, the word. When Peter spoke to 3,000 people, a lot of people were heard him, but 3,000 were saved. You know what got them saved? The word. The word. The word. The word. So the church, you will hear me say this for 19 years. It got me in trouble over and over again. I'm not here to babysit you. No. This is not I'm not a chaplain. I'm here to connect you with the word of God. Because through his word, he will connect with you. Hallelujah. That is why when people say, well, I don't like this kind of church because too many of you, your pastor don't even know my name. Is it the pastor that you want to know your name, or do you want God to know your name? It's about him. Hallelujah. Now, also, please, we have to connect with God through our own world. Can you imagine being married? How many of you are married? Let me see your hand. Okay. Those of you who are married, can you imagine being married and you never talk to your spouse? No, just use your sanctified mind. Do you think that relationship is going to work out? No. You, the same thing with God. You are in relationship with God. Sister, those of you who are single, if you have a boyfriend that never talked to you a whole year, and then you say, Pastor, oh, I love my baby, I will tell you, you ain't got no baby. Your baby is gone to Jamaica with another woman. It's good to be free. So you got to talk. But the amazing thing in the house of God, many of us, we're trying to have relationship with God, but we never talk with him. You cannot connect with your spouse without talking with him or her. Likewise, you cannot connect with God without talking to him, talking with him, hearing from him, and he hearing from you. So, right quickly, I want to talk about how do you talk with God? Sister girl, what's your name? Yes. I'm sorry. Use the microphone. See, we're preaching together.
Pat Smith.
All right. Sister Smith, I asked the question, how do you talk to God? And then she says something. What do you say?
Through prayer.
All right. Everybody got it. See, I got it. Guess what? Many of you wake up this morning. You never pray. Miss Smith says, the one way you talk with God is through prayer. You see, another way you talk with God or you talk to God is through praise. Guess what? Come Sunday morning, many of you have wrote to me and told me to my face, you ain't coming in until it's time for the word. You see, this is why I'm taking my time to break down the word of God. Because one way you talk to God is through your praise. You got to enter his gate with thanksgiving. You got to enter his court. You see, yes, I know you love your pastor. And I know you know he got the word. You just want to come and hear the word. But you want to take from God, but you don't want to talk to God. Ladies and gentlemen, when you pray, this is what I want you to pray. I've said this over and over again. Don't pray what you grew up with. You're wasting God's time. Sometimes you're wasting my time. I'm just going to be honest with you. Pray what God said. All these other theatrics. How does God connect to you? Through his word. How are you going to connect with him? Through his word. If you're going to pray, just tell us what God said. You see, one of my children is here. I won't tell you which one. But one of them, she's notorious about telling me what I said. Don't tell anybody it's Jesse. But she would tell me, Daddy, you said. And I'm not a kind of daddy that I should lie. I'm not a kind of daddy that should make up stuff. If I said it, I would do it. If I promise, I will bring it to pass. Guess what? I just quote Numbers 23:19 for you. The same thing with your Heavenly Father. When he says something, he cannot lie. That's right, Pastor. Whatever he say, he will make it good. If he make a promise, you know why many of you make promises to your children and don't keep it? Because you don't know the power of your word. Your word has no value to you, so you just say whatever you want. But if you tell those children we're going to Disney, they expect you. They have faith, they hope that you're taking them to Disney. So how do you pray? Just put God into remembrance of his word. Father God, I thank you. I thank you for my shoe. I got some new tennis shoe today. Hallelujah, glory to God. Go all day just thanking God for your new tennis shoe. Thank God for your new whatever. If you go to pedicure and you got a new, oh, Lord, that's beautiful. Lord, I thank you. You don't wait for nobody to say you look good. You know you look good. You know how you looked yesterday. You know how you look today. And you know God did it for you. So don't worry what anybody think or say. Wake up and say, Lord, I thank you. Look at me. I done lost 5 pounds. Oh, glory. Shout all over the kitchen. If you have a puppy dog, they'll be watching you. They say, man, something is going on up in here. Because you're praising God. You see how these things work? So speak the word. You cannot connect with God without prayer. Did you hear what I said? And yet, guess what most of us don't do? More than 80%, listen to me. You know I do research and study, you know. More than 80% of the body of Christ don't pray. These are people who profess to be saved. But they don't communicate with their lover. They don't communicate with their father. All of you brothers in the house who have children, sisters, how would you like to be a father or mother and you never heard one time a whole year from your children? Will you rush to buy them new clothes? Will you rush to buy them new cars? Will you rush to buy them whatever? Of course not. Same with God. So we need to begin to pray the word, even praise for 19 years. God is my witness. I've literally have to stop the choir. I do the same thing in my house. When they say something that is not love the spirit in Christ Jesus, I will say, no, I bind that devil, not in my house. I will tell them, go outside. But you can't say that inside this house. The same thing in the choir. Many of you are new. You don't know this about your pastor. I've had to stop the choir. I have to tell musicians, we are not going to sing that song. Not in this church. You know what I'm trying to do? I'm trying to activate the law of the spirit in Christ Jesus. People ask me, what kind of song we're going to sing? It's very simple. Sing the word. Sing the word. Whatever is in the Bible, sing it. If you find it in the Bible, sing it. I'm blessing the city. I'm blessing the field. Keep on singing it. Until everybody is blessed. Oh, Jesus. And we need to stop making excuses. People will tell me, Pastor, where?